Happy New Year，
新年蒙恩。
我们继续回到《使徒行传》。
And today we come back to the Acts of the Apostles。
我们在圣诞节之前，我们讲到《使徒行传》的21章26节。
And before Christmas, we came to Acts 21:26。
我们讲到保罗在第三次旅行布道之后，他回到耶路撒冷。
We talk about Paul after his third missionary journey, returned back to Jerusalem。
当他回到耶路撒冷的时候，他见到雅各和教会的领袖。
When he was back in Jerusalem, he met James and the leaders of the church.
雅各和教会的领袖就建议保罗，然后去到殿里面，殿里面去献祭。
And James and the leaders advised that Paul went into the temple to sacrifice.
因为当时有几个弟兄，他们向神立了誓言，所以要去还愿。
Because there are several brothers then who have made a vow that they have to fulfill their vows.
所以他们建议保罗来支付这样的一个献祭。
So they advise that Paul pay their expenses.
按照犹太人的律法，他们要等候七日。
According to the laws of the Jews, they have to wait for 7 days.
所以我们在这里看到，在这七日将要结束之后所发生的事情。
And so this is what is happening after the 7 days is going to end.
因为今天的经文比较长，所以我为大家读一下。
So today's scripture is long. I will read for them.
好，我们预备我们的心，我们一起来，我来为大家读，请大家也一起来思想。
Let's prepare our hearts as we read this scripture.
使徒行传21章27节，那七日将晚，从亚细亚来的犹太人看见保罗在殿里，就耸动了众人，下手拿他，喊叫说：“以色列人来帮助！”这就是在各处教训众人，践踏我们百姓和律法，并这地方的。他又带着希利尼人进殿，污秽了这圣地。这话是因他没看见以弗所人特罗芬摩同保罗在城里，以为保罗带他进了殿，合城都震动，百姓一起跑来拿住保罗，拉他出殿，殿门立刻都关了。他们正想要杀他，有人报信给营里的千夫长说，耶路撒冷合城都乱了。千夫长立时带着兵丁和几个百夫长跑下去到他们那里，他们见了千夫长和兵丁，就止住不打保罗。于是千夫长上前拿住他，吩咐用两条铁链捆锁，又问他是什么人，做的是什么事。众人有喊叫这个的，有喊叫那个的，千夫长以为这样乱嚷得不着实情，就吩咐人将保罗带进营楼去。到了台阶上，众人挤得凶猛，兵丁只得将保罗抬起来，众人跟在后面喊着说：“除掉他！”将要带他进营楼，保罗对千夫长说：“我对你说句话，可以不可以？”他说：“你懂希利尼话吗？你莫非是从前作乱带领4000凶徒在往旷野去的那埃及人吗？”保罗说：“我本是犹太人，生在基利家的大树，并不是无名小城的人，求你准我对百姓说话。”千夫长准了，保罗就站在台阶上向百姓摆手，他们都静默无声。保罗便用希伯来话对他们说。22章的第1节：诸位父兄请听，我现在对你们分诉。众人听见他说的是希伯来话，就更加安静了。保罗说：“我原是犹太人，生在基利家的大树，长在这城里，在加玛列门下，按照我们祖宗严谨的律法受教，热心侍奉神，像你们众人今日一样。我也曾逼迫奉这道的人，直到死地，无论男女都所拿下监。这是大祭司和众长老都可以给我做见证的。我又领了他们打与弟兄的书信往大马色去，要把在那里奉这道的人所拿带到耶路撒冷受刑。我将到大马色，正走的时候，约在上午，忽然从天上发大光，四面照着我，我就扑倒在地，听见有声音对我说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”我回答说：“主啊，你是谁？”他说：“我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。与我同行的人看见了那光，却没有听明那位对我说话的声音。我说：主啊，我当做什么？”主说：“起来，进大马色去，在那里我要将所派你做的一切事告诉你。我因那光的荣耀不能看见，同行的人就拉着我的手进了大马色。 那里有一个人名叫亚纳尼亚，按着律法是虔敬人，为一切住在那里的犹太人所称赞。他来见我，站在旁边对我说，兄弟扫罗，你可以看见。我当时往上一看，就看见了他。他又说，我们祖宗的神拣选了你，叫你明白他的旨意，又得见那义者，听他口中所出的声音。因为你要将所看见的所听见的对着万人为他做见证。现在你为什么单言呢？起来求告他的名受洗，洗去你的罪。后来我回到耶路撒冷，在殿里祷告的时候，回游向外，看见主向我说，你赶紧的离开耶路撒冷，不可迟延，因你为我做的见证，这里的人必不领受。我就说，主啊，他们知道我从前把信你的人收在监里，又在各会堂里鞭打他们，并且你的见证人斯提凡被害流血的时候，我也站在旁边欢喜，又看守害死他人之人的衣裳。主向我说，你去吧，我要差你远远的往外邦人那里去。众人听他说到这句话，就高声说，这样的人从世上除掉他吧，他是不当活着的。这是神的话语，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh Lord, Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
我们感谢你，主啊，让我们能够在这里来到你的圣殿，我们一起来领受你的话语。
We give thanks to you that as we come before your temple, we can come to receive your word.
主啊，我们求你在这里居首位掌王权，我们求你的灵运行在我们的当中。
We pray that you will be exalted here and your spirit will move freely among us.
我们求你的圣灵把你的话语解开。
We pray that your spirit will explain this truth.
主啊，我们也求你预备弟兄姐妹的心，一起来领受。
And we pray that you prepare the hearts of our brothers and sisters to receive the truth.
主啊，也愿你的圣灵来膏抹孩子，使孩子在你面前放胆的传解你的话语。
And pray that the Spirit anoint the preacher that may be preaching your truth boldly.
愿你的话语在孩子的口中毫无拦阻。
May your word be without hindrance in his mouth.
主啊，愿你在这里得着荣耀。
We pray that you will be glorified here, O Lord.
我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.我们刚才讲到雅各和教会的领袖就建议保罗，然后带着这几个人一起到圣殿里面去还愿。
Just now we mentioned that James and the leaders of the church advised Paul to bring the several brothers to pay their expenses in fulfilling their vows.
按照犹太人的律法，他们要等七天的时间。
According to the customs of the Jews, they have to wait for 7 days.
所以在27节说，在七日将完的时候就发生了这件事情。
And so, in the verse 27, when the 7 days were almost completed, this event happened.
那有的时候我在想，为什么神就让在这七日快要结束的时候就发生这件事情了
？And I was wondering sometimes why did God allow this before the 7 days were complete?
难道神不会保守他的仆人，让再保守一天就好了，对不对
？Will not God protect His servant just for another day?
但就是在这最后的一天的时候，我们看到这件事情发生。
But when these 7 days were almost complete, these things happened.
那发生什么事情呢？就是从亚细亚来的犹太人。
What happened? The Jews from Asia they came.
他们看见保罗在圣殿的时候，他们就耸动众人，然后一起来捉拿保罗。
And when they saw that he is in the temple, he stirred up the whole crowd and laid hands on him.
我们知道保罗的三次旅行布道，然后在第二次、第三次的时候在亚细亚传道。
We know that in the second and third missionary journeys of Paul, he was preaching in Asia.
而且在《使徒行传》的前面的章节里面，我们看到就亚细亚所有的人都听了这保罗的讲道。
And all the people in Asia, as we read in earlier chapter of Acts, they have heard the preaching of Paul.
所以保罗在亚细亚是非常有名的。
So Paul is very famous in Asia.
所以当保罗回到耶路撒冷的时候，这些亚细亚的犹太人他们也回到耶路撒冷的时候，他们看见保罗，然后就说这个是搅动天下的人，他们又来我们的圣殿做什么。
And so when Paul returned to Jerusalem, these Jews from Asia, they were there and they saw Paul and they say, this is the man who is teaching everyone everywhere against the people and the law.
所以在28节说，以色列人啊，来帮助我们。
So in verse 28, they cry out and says, men of Israel, help.
所以他在这里的话，原文里面这里是个呼唤，就是说以色列人呐、啊，你们来帮助我们。
So it is a cry and the command for them, men of Israel, help.
说来帮助我们做什么呢
？What are they to help with?
说这个人他是教训众人，来践踏我们的百姓，来践踏我们的律法，来而且践踏我们的圣殿。
And they say that this is the man who is teaching everyone everywhere against the people and the law and his place.
他带着外邦人然后进了这个圣殿。
And he has even brought Greeks into the temple.
我们知道以色列的圣殿的时候，他有那个外院和内院。
And we know that in the temple of the Israel, there's the inner and the outer courts.
所以那个外院是外邦人可以进到外院，但外邦人没有办法进到内院。
So the Gentiles can go to the outer court, but they could not enter into the inner court.
所以他们指控保罗说，他带领着外邦人特罗菲亚，然后进到了这个内院。
So they accused Paul of bringing a Greek, a pagan, Trophimus, into the inner court to defile the holy place.
所以当然我们知道这是一个错误的指控。
Now, of course, we know that this is a false accusation.
他们指控保罗说，他践踏我们的百姓，践踏我们的律法，也践踏我们的圣殿。
They accused Paul of going against the people, the law, and the place.
因为保罗教导，保罗在各处传道来教导耶稣基督是救主，耶稣基督为我们成全了律法，我们只要相信耶稣基督就可以称义。
Because Paul is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he has fulfilled the law, and through Jesus Christ, we may be justified.
所以这样的教导在 或多或少的就是在一定程度上就是说让犹太人觉得就是说保罗在践踏犹太人的律法。
So this teaching to the Jews, it seems to them that Paul is going against the law.
因为你不必受割礼，你就可以称义。
Because without circumcision, you can now be justified.
所以犹太人没有办法来接受这些东西。
So the Jews could not receive this teaching.
所以他是践踏我们的律法，而且践踏我们的百姓。
They say you go against the law and the people.
因为以色列人是上帝的选民，上帝把律法赐给他们，他们要遵守神的律法。Because
Israel are the people of God, they receive the law from God, they are to obey it.
所以当保罗教导他们说你不必守律法，就不必守这个割礼，就可以称义的时候，那是践踏律法，同时也是把这个百姓陷在罪中。And
so when Paul teaches that you don't have to be circumcised, it is going against the law, and you're defiling the people.
所以这些犹太人，他们觉得他们自己为神大发热心，他们说保罗，你践踏我们的律法，也践踏我们的百姓。So
the Jews thought that they were zealous for God, that Paul he is going against the temple and the law.
而且你现在就是超出了这个底线，你把这个外邦人带到我们的圣殿里面。
And now you have crossed the line, you have brought Greeks into the temple.
所以他们就耸动全城的人，我们在后面看到合城都震动，所有耶路撒冷合城都震动，百姓一起跑过来。
So they stir up the whole crowd, and we see that the whole Jerusalem, everybody is there.
所以他们就拿住保罗，要杀他。
They laid their hands on Paul and wanted to kill him.
我们在下面这几节经文当中，我们看到罗马人的介入。
And here, these several verses, we see the intervention of the Romans.
那罗马的兵丁很快就知道这个事情。
And the Roman soldier knew of this immediately.
他们为什么能够很快的就知道这个事情呢？
How do they know it so fast?
我们在这里可以看到这张图。那么这个是圣殿。
And here we can see a picture of the temple.
那么在这圣殿的东北角有一座要塞，这个是罗马兵丁的要塞。
And so over the northeast corner, you can see this battalion where the Roman soldiers are.
那你这个要塞有四个摊，我这个叫安东尼要塞。This
is Anthony Barracks.
所以罗马兵丁平常就在这个要塞里面，当在圣殿里面发生的事情，他们一下子就会看到。So
the soldiers are residing in the barracks, and when something happened in the temple, they will know immediately.
所以他们看到这个动乱的时候，他们很快的就看到这个骚乱，然后就报告给千夫长。So
when there's this riot happening, they knew of it immediately and reported it to the centurion.
那么千夫长的话就带着兵丁，带着几个百夫长，然后就去介入这个事情。And
so they brought soldiers and centurions run down to intervene.
他们拿住保罗，然后问这个到底是什么事情，发生了什么事情。They
took hold of Paul and asked what's happening here.
然后当时这些犹太人、犹太的百姓，他们有个人就在这里喊叫这个，有些人喊叫那个，所以千夫长没有办法弄清楚是发生什么事情。And
so the Jews were shouting one thing and the other shouting another. They couldn't decide what's happening over there.
所以他们就把保罗带到那个罗马的要塞里面。So
they brought Paul into the barracks.
然后在台阶上的时候，保罗就对这个千夫长说。So
when he came to the steps, Paul said to the centurion.
他说：“我对你说句话，可以不可以？”
He said, "May I say something to you?"
那保罗说这句话的时候，是用希腊语对这个千夫长说的。
When Paul said this to the tribune, he spoke in Greek.
所以这个千夫长就很奇怪，他说：“你懂希腊话吗？”
And so the tribune said, "Do you know Greek?"
那你是不是以前那个作乱的埃及的犹太人？
Aren't you the Egyptian Jew who recently stirred up a revolt?
因为在保罗之前有一个埃及犹太人。
Because before Paul, there was an Egyptian Jew.
他带领了四千人，他们这个组织的一个帮派叫杀手帮。
And so he led 4,000 men and called himself the assassins.
他们就专门针对在犹太人当中那些亲罗马的人。
And so they target those who are towards the Rome, who have leaning towards Rome.
他们拿着匕首，然后就在人群当中，然后把这些人刺死。
And with their knife, they assassinate people within the crowds.
那当时罗马的这个 governor 叫 Felix。
And so Felix was the governor of the Rome at that time.
Felix 就派兵就镇压了这个帮派。
So Felix sent soldiers to quell this rebellion.
因为这个犹太人是埃及人，他是受希腊化影响的埃及人，所以他说希腊话。
So this a Jew who is an Egyptian, he was speaking in Greek.
所以当保罗对用希腊话对这个千夫长说的时候，千夫长就很容易想你是不是这个帮派的人，你现在又回来了。
So when Paul spoke Greek to the tribune, he thought that he was this, he was from the same bunch of them.
那保罗说我是犹太人，我是出生在基利家的大树。
And Paul replied, I am a Jew from Tarsus in Cilicia.
那大树在基利家，大树是一个大城，然后是基利家的首都。
And Tarsus is the capital of Cilicia, is a huge city.
是罗马行政省基利家的首都。
So it is the capital of the province of Cilicia.
那么这个城市在现在仍然是一座大城。
And Tarsus is still a big city right now.
它有300万人口。
It has a population of 3 million.
那比我们奥兰多还多。
It's more than Orlando.
所以保罗在这里说，我并不是出生一个无名的小城，我是出生在一个大城里面。
And Paul said, I'm not a citizen from an obscure city. I'm from Tarsus.
所以求你准我对百姓说话。
So I beg you, permit me to speak to the people.
然后千夫长就准了。
And so he gave him permission.
然后保罗就开始对着百姓用希伯来语来讲话。
Paul then addressed the people in the Hebrew language.
我们看到保罗在下面的讲话，他是在回顾他在大马色路上的这个经历。
And then we see the things that Paul said is recounting his experience in the road to Damascus.
所以保罗在大马色路上的经历，在圣经上一共记载了这个五次，一共提到五次。
Paul's vision on the road of Damascus was mentioned 5 times in the Bible.
那首先是《使徒行传》的第九章，记载他在大马色路上所发生的事情。
First is the Acts 9, the actual event happened on the road of Damascus.
然后在《使徒行传》的22章，就是我们今天要讲的经文，然后记载他在以色列众人面前来见证，来回顾他在大马色路上所看到的异象。
And the second is a recount of his experience to the Jews, as he recounts to the Israelites.
那在《使徒行传》的26章，他带到这个王安格里帕的面前的时候，他再次回顾他在大马色路上的。
And the third time is Acts 26, when he come before King Agrippa and he recount his experience again.
另外，在保罗的书信里面，在哥林多前书的15章，在加拉太书的1章，他也提到这件事情。
And in other parts, in 1 Corinthians 15 and Galatians 1, he talk about his experience.
所以我们就可以想到，我们就可以很明显的知道这个在大马色路上所发生的事情对保罗一生的影响。
So this event that happened on the road to Damascus has a huge influence on the life of Paul.
所以这对他的一生有一个很大的影响。
There is a great influence on his life.
所以我们今天我们再次来思考保罗在大马色路上他的意象，我们借着这个来思考一个来思考今天的主题。
So today, as we come to this passage, let us think again of the experience of Paul and on his road to Damascus.
我们来思考四点，第一个是作为门徒的预备。
And let us think of 4 points. The first is the preparation of a disciple.
那第二个是做门徒的呼召。
And second is the calling of the disciple.
第三个是做门徒的使命。
The third is the commission of the disciple.
第四个是做门徒的代价。
And the cost to be a disciple.
所以我们来思考保罗做门徒的预备是什么，他的呼召是什么，在大马色路上他的呼召是什么，然后神给了他什么样的使命，保罗付出什么样的代价。
And so let's think of how Paul prepared, what was his calling, and what was the commission given to him, and what cost to pay.
然后通过保罗这样的一个预备、呼召、使命和代价，我们来思想我们自己，神对我们的预备是什么，神对我们的呼召是什么。神对我们的使命是什么？那我们要如何计算这个代价
？And so through Paul's experience on his preparation, calling, commission, and the cost he paid, let us think of ourselves what we ought to do.
所以，当我们看到这个做门徒的时候，你不要想着我是个平信徒，我不是个门徒。
So when you see this thing, this word discipleship, don't think of yourself as just a common Christian. You're not a disciple.
因为每一个基督徒，每一个信徒都是耶稣的门徒。
Because every Christian is the disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以没有不是门徒的信徒。
So there is no Christian who are not a disciple.
所以这是对每一个人讲的。
This is for everybody.
所以我们首先来看做门徒的预备，我说保罗是一个根正苗红的法利赛人。
And so let's look at a preparation that Paul is a very strict Pharisee.
所以保罗在这里说，诸位父兄啊，我的父老乡亲啊，请你们来听。
And so Paul says, brothers and fathers, hear the defense that I have.
说我是犹太人，我是生在基利家的大叔，我是生在一个大城市里面的。
So I'm a Jew born in Tarsus in Cilicia, brought up in a big city.
而且我是长在这个耶路撒冷的，我是在加玛利的门下受教。
And I was brought up in this city in Jerusalem, educated at the feet of Gamaliel.
我是按照我们祖宗的律法，严谨的受教，以很严格的受教。
According to the strict manner of the law of our fathers, very zealous.
我也很热心的侍奉神。
And I'm very zealous for God.
我跟你们众人一样，你们今天是为神大发热心。我告诉你们，我跟你们一样，我也很热心的侍奉神，也很热心的来逼迫。
And I'm just like you today. You are very zealous for the God. For God, I was zealous for God as well to persecute those who are in this sect.
这些事情，大祭司和众长老，这Sanhedrin的长老都可以给我做见证。
And so all these things, the high priest and the elders of the Sanhedrin can testify for me.
所以保罗在这里讲到他的出身，讲到他所受的教育，也讲到他的作为。
And so here Paul talks about where he was born, what his education, and what he has been has done.
保罗是个犹太人，但是他是出生在希腊化的基利家的大叔。
And Paul is a Jew, but he was born in a Hellenized Tarsus.
他是在耶路撒冷长大，而且在耶路撒冷在加玛利的门下受教的。
He grew up in Jerusalem and was educated by Gamaliel.
所以我们知道保罗这个出身，他的教育，他是受一个希，他有他对希腊文化有很深的了解，同时又对以色列人的这个犹太人的传统有很深的了解。
And so Paul grew up in a Jewish, in a Hellenized city. He knows the Greek culture, but also brought up in Jerusalem, he knows the Jewish culture as well.
而且保罗他自己是为神大发热心的。And
Paul himself is zealous for God.
所以当这个 这个拿撒勒人耶稣传道的时候，有人跟着他们的时候，保罗觉得这些人是在传异端。So
when this Nazareth, Jesus of Nazareth, and people following him, Paul deemed them as heretics.
他就大发热心，要去逼迫他们，要去除去他们。And
he was zealous to persecute them and to remove them.
所以他到各地把这些信这道的人就抓到监狱里面，而且从大祭司那里领了文书，要往大马士去。So
he went to all over the place to imprison them and received this letter from the high priest to go to Damascus to persecute Christians.
从耶路撒冷到大马士大概有300公里的路程。From
Jerusalem to Damascus, about 300 miles.
当时你要从耶路撒冷到大马士，你要走60个小时。And
from Jerusalem to Damascus, you have to walk for 60 hours.
就是你每天走10个小时，你要走6天。If
you walk 10 hours every day, you need 6 days.
你可以看到保罗的热心。You
can see his zealous.
所以保罗在这里讲到他的出身，讲到他的教育，讲到他的作为。And
here he talks about his background, what his education and his doing.
那我们在这里思考，就是说保罗这样的出身，他这样的受教，以及他的热心，神在后来都使用这些东西，来成为他这个传福音的一个祝福。And
you see that Paul, even here with his background, his education, and what he's doing, his zeal, God has used it later on in his life.
所以他对希腊文化的了解，所以当他到雅典的时候，他可以引用希腊诗人的话，说我们都是他所。
In understanding the Greek culture, he can quote the Greek poets in Athens.
保罗对犹太人、对犹太人律法的深入的了解，所以我们看到圣经的新约的十三本书是他写的。And
so his understanding of the laws of the Jews, we see that even 13 epistles in the Bible was written by him.
我们看到罗马书里面那么深的、那么根本的那个教义，也是保罗写的。
And in the book of Romans, such deep and profound truths, it was written by Paul.
我们也看到保罗对神的热心，他是一个法利赛人的时候对神热心，但他成为一个基督徒，他信主以后成为基督徒，这个他热心始终是没有减的。
And his zeal has never decreased, even when he was a Jew who was zealous towards God, and now he is a Christian, he is still zealous.
所以我们看到保罗到这个在那个加拉太省，在亚细亚省，在马其顿省，在那个亚该亚省，在这里传道。
And Paul was preaching in the provinces of Galatia, Achaia, Asia, and Macedonia.
所以保罗的这神对保罗的预备，让我们想起在耶稣所说的一句话。他说：“文士受教做门徒，然后就从府库里拿出新旧的东西来。”
And so Paul's preparation reminded us of Jesus' words that the servants bring out the old and the new things from the barn.
这句话的意思是说，就当我们成为一个基督徒之后，当我们成为神的门徒之后，我们以前所学的，我们以前所经历的，神都会来救赎，神都会来使用，来成为我们传福，来成为我们传福音的一个祝福。
And this means that all the things that we've learned in the past, even when we were before Christians, God will use them to be a tool for us to evangelize.
所以今天弟兄姐妹，让我们去思考我们神对我们的预备。
So brothers and sisters, let us think of God's preparation upon us.
我们在信主之前
Before we believed in Christ,
我们所学的是什么
What have we learned?
我们有过什么样的经历
What kind of experiences did we have?
那这些所学的这些经历都可以成为神对我们的在我们信主之后 神借着这些所学的知识所学的经历来做他的工作
And all this knowledge and experience before we believe in him, God can use it for his work.
所以这是做门徒的预备。
And that is the preparation of the disciple.
那下面我们看来看保罗的呼召。
Then we look at the calling of Paul.
所以当保罗领了这个大祭司的文书，他要往大马色去抓基督徒的时候
，When he received this command from the high priest and he goes near to Damascus,
他走在这个大马色路上的时候，他忽然在天上有大光照耀着他。
And on the road to Damascus, about noon, a great light from heaven shone on him.
So he 听到天上有声音说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
He heard a voice from heaven saying, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
那保罗在这里的问了两个问题。
And here Paul asked two questions.
第一个问题说，主啊，你是谁？
The first question he says, Who are you, Lord?
第二个问题说，主啊，我当做什么？
And the second is, What shall I do, Lord?
所以他问的第一个问题，主啊，你是谁
？The first question, Who are you, Lord?
那在这个圣经希腊文原文是 Kyrie,
and in the original Greek is Kyrie.
The Kyrie 的什么意思？就是说英文翻译出来就是 Lord 的意思。
And it's translated Lord in English.
那么这个 Lord 的话，在这个 Kyrie 的话有几个意思。第一个意思就是我们中文的老师 Master.、
And、several meanings to this word. The first is the idea of Master.
那么第二个是尊称，像英文里面说 Sir，
and the second is an honorary title like Sir。
那很多人叫我 Sir，
and some has called me Sir。
那并不是说你 Lord， 并不是像那个 Lord 的意思。
It's not the idea of being a Lord。
那么还有一种是 Owner， 它是一个比方说一个财产的拥有者。
And the third is it might be an owner of properties。
那比方说 Landlord， 我们叫 Landlord， 那就是说他是个房子的拥有者。
And then, so we see landlord means he owns the land, is the lord of the land.
但是还有一个意思，就是指的是创造天地的主，亚伟。
But there is one more meaning, and that is the creator of the heaven and earth.
但保罗在这里的时候，我们知道保罗是一个对律法有深入了解的人。
We know that Paul is one who understands the law.
所以当他看到这个天上的这个神迹奇事的时候，有大光照耀着他的时候，保罗在这里说 ，Courier, Lord, 你是谁？
And so when Paul seen this miracle, this great light shining from heaven, he asked, Who are you, Lord?
所以他讲这个主啊的时候，他不是在讲这是老师，也不是在讲这个 Sir, 也不是在讲那个财产的拥有者，他是在讲，他指的是那个亚伟。
He's not talking about Sir, he's not talking about teacher or a landlord, but he's talking about God who creates heaven and earth.
所以他在这讲亚伟你是谁。
He says, Oh Lord, who are you?
所以这是个很有意思的事情。
This is a very interesting thing.
保罗一生对神忠心，对神热心，但是在这个时候，他看到主的时候，他看到主对他显现的时候，他说：“亚伟，你是谁
？”And Paul was zealous and faithful to God all his life, but when he sees this Lord, he asks, "Lord, who are you?"
为什么会这样问
？Why would he ask this?
因为在他的理性里面所认识的那个亚伟，跟他现在的看见遇到这个亚伟是完全不同的。
Because the Lord he knows in his mind and the Lord that he meets in his life is totally different.
因为他为神大发热心，但是这个时候神他向他显现说：“你为什么逼迫我
？”And he was zealous for God, but now God has appeared to him and asked, "Why are you persecuting me?"
所以这个对他来说是个很大的震撼。
To him, this is a great shock.
我向神大发热心，但是神却对我说：“你为什么逼迫我
？”I'm zealous for God, but God asked me, "Why am I persecuting Him?"
这是对保罗来说是一个很大的一个冲击。
And so to Paul is a great shock.
那他问的第二个问题说：“主啊，我当做什么？”
And the second question he asked, "What shall I do, Lord?"
所以当他知道这个是亚伟的时候，当他确认这个是亚伟的时候，当他这个知道他以前所信的、所理解的可能是错误，他现在改变过来的时候，他就为了这个问题，我当做什么
？And when he realized his mistake, all the things that he believed was wrong, now he asked the second question, "What shall I do, Lord?"
所以我们这，那么神就对他说：“你进大马色去，在那里我要将你所做的一切事情告诉你。
”And the Lord said to him, "Rise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all that is appointed for you to do."
那这是神对保罗的呼召。
This is the calling of God to Paul.
我又想起我信主的经历。
I remember my own conversion.
我是在1998年的时候信主，有两个在学校里面传福音，他们在 Cruz 里面的，他们在 Cruz 里面服侍，在校园里面传福音，然后向我传福音，我就信了。
And I believed in 1998 while I was in the campus, and the people from the crew they spread the gospel to me, and I believed.
但我信主了之后，所以我就在 crew 里面。我就在 crew 里面，然后我们一起查经。当时有个美国的宣教士，所以他带领我们一起聚会，一起查经。那我很喜欢去。
When I believed, I have this Bible study in crew. There was an American missionary who led our Bible studies, and I like to go.
啊，当然这个宣教士很他的人很好，我一直现在也一直很怀念他。
And this American missionary is a very nice person. I remember him all the time.
但是说实话，他们的教导，他们的查经是完全没有系统化的。
But to be honest, their Bible study there was no much structure to it.
所以他们，我不知道他们，我反正我是没有看出他们的系统来。他们今天查这个，明天就查那个，我就不知道完全是来 lost 的。
So they just picked on different sections of the Bible and they study it, and there was no formal structure.
所以，但是我还是很喜欢去。为什么很喜欢去呢？因为就是说。当时可以和这美国人一起来交往，可以和他一起 practice 我的 English.
But I desire to go because I can have communion with this American guy and I can practice my English.
而且在每次的聚会之后，大概是很多，大概每次的聚会之后，然后他都会请我们去下馆子一起吃饭。
And after every meeting, he will treat us to a meal.
所以我现在还很怀念杭州的西湖臭鱼和糖醋里脊。
So I still remember the food that I ate then.
在两千，所以我在 crew 的时候，我但有一件事情，在我们毕业的时候，有一件事情，就对我的印象很深。
But when I was graduating, there was one thing that really has a great impression on me.
我就记得在我们的毕业的那个我们有一个毕业的那个 party， 在那个 party 里面的时候，这位宣教士就分享他自己的护照。
And so in the graduation party, the missionary shared his own testimony.
我看到他在分享的时候。他的眼睛里面有泪花。
When I heard him sharing about his calling, there was tears in his eyes.
当时对我是个很大的震撼。
And to me, at that time, it was a great shock.
我就在想，什么东西能够让一个人这样的一个委身
？And I was thinking, what can cause this person to be so self-sacrificial?
能够让一个人这样的献上
？That he can give up everything.
他可以放弃他自己的工作，可以离开他自己熟悉的地方，来到一个陌生的地方。
To give up his own career, to come to a place that is totally alien, and to give him his life there.
这是一种什么样的力量
？What kind of strength and power?
所以在 crew 的里面两年，我在圣经的受教上面没有多少的增长，但是最后在这个晚会的时候，他的见证一直是留在我的心里面。
So in crew for 2 years, though I was not built up much, but his testimony at the end of these 2 years continued to be impressed in my heart today.
然后在两千年的时候。然后这个有个夏令有个夏令营，就是呼召我们这些人去做全职服事。
And in the summer of 2000, there is a summer camp and to call everyone who wants to be a full-time minister.
当时我的心里就知道，我的心里就知道神可能要呼召我。
At that time, my heart knows that God perhaps will call me.
我隐隐约约的我知道，我感受到这些东西，但是我真的是不愿意放下这个世界。
And I felt all these things, but I refused to let go of the world.
我还想去。读研究生，我还想去赚钱。
I want to
我还想去抚养我的父母，我还想去找个漂亮的太太。
I want to earn money. I want to go to graduate school to take care of my parents to find a beautiful wife.
所以我不愿意放下这一切。
So I did not want to let go of all these things.
所以我就对神说，我说神啊，你当时是，你当时既然是这样的对待约拿。
And so I told God, since you treated Jonah that in those years,
所以你现在就这样对待我。
So you treat me like how you treat Jonah.
但很感谢主，在2003年的时候，神就彻底改变了我的这个世界观、价值观，还有人生观。
And I thank God that in 2003, God has changed my total worldview.
所以在那个时候，我就自愿意把自己献上，我说我要去做全职，我要去服侍你。
At that time, I gave up everything and I want to be a full-time minister.
所以这是神对我的呼召。
That is God's calling upon me.
那在那个时候，我就决定要自己献上来服侍神。
At that point in time, I decided to give up everything to follow and to give to follow.
那么在我信主98年到2003年这段时间，我不知道我在什么时候重生，我也不知道我在什么时候得救。
So in 1998 to 2003, I don't know when I was regenerated or converted.
但是我很确定的是，在2003年之前，我就已经重生了，已经得救了。
But I know before 2003, I was regenerated and saved.
我不像保罗一样，像保罗这样有一个很戏剧性的，然后有一个很突然的这样一个转变。
I don't have this dramatic experience like Paul, which has 180 degrees.
这神对每个人的呼召是不一样的，呼召的方式是不一样的。
So God has different forms of calling to everyone who is here.
所以弟兄姐妹，神对你们的呼召是什么？
So what is God's calling to you, brothers and sisters?
所以我们一起来回想，我们每个弟兄姐妹来回想神当时对我们的呼召，我们是如何信主的，神是如何来打动我们的。
And you recall how did you become a Christian in the first place? How did God move you?
那呼召之后就有使命。
And after the calling, then comes the commission.
所以神对保罗说：“你去，去大马色，在那里我要将你所做的事情来告诉你。”
And so God said to Paul, "Rise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all that is appointed for you to do."
所以保罗到大马色见了亚拿尼亚，亚拿尼亚对他说了这些话。
And Paul went to Damascus. He met Ananias, and he said these things to him.
亚拿尼亚对于他说：“我们祖宗的神拣选了你，让你明白他的旨意。”
And Ananias said to him, "The God of our fathers appointed you to know His will."
而且不但让你明白，而且让你得见那个义者，让你面对面见那义者，见到我们的主耶稣基督，而且听到他口中所发出的声音。
You not only see, and you not only know His will, but you see the righteous one, and you hear the voice of.From his mouth, our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这是神对你的呼召，神对你的拣选，对你的呼召，你明白，你不但明白，头脑上明白，而且你与他有迫切的关系，你见面对面看到他，你听到他的声音。
And so you not only understand his will, but you see and you hear him. You have a personal relationship with him. This is your calling.
那现在你有个使命。
And now you have a commission.
那使命是什么？你就要将你所看见的、你所听见的对万人做见证。
And now you'll be a witness for him to everyone of what you have seen and heard.
所以我们经常说做见证，看做见证很容易，对不对？就是把你所看见的、你所听见的去讲出来。
So bearing witness is very easy, isn't it? Just to recall what you have seen and you have heard.
你不用去伪装，你看见什么，你听见什么，你就去把它对万人讲出来。
You don't have to hide anything. All that you have seen and heard, you just preach and proclaim.
你的生命当中发生了什么转变，你就对它去对万人讲出来。
And the things, the life that you have transformed, you just proclaim it to everybody.
所以在15节，亚拿尼亚对说，你要将所看见的、所听见的对万人做见证。
So verse 15, he said, you'll be a witness for him to everyone of what.
同样在使徒行传的第九章。神对亚拿尼亚说：“你要对他说，他是我所拣选的器皿，保罗是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人、君王和以色列人面前宣扬我的名。”
And the same night in Acts 9, God told Ananias, "Paul is my chosen instrument to be my witness before kings, Gentiles, and all the people."
我还记得李长老在讲这段经文的时候，他说在后面的《使徒行传》的后面都是按照这段经文来架构的。
And so I remember elderly preaching on it. He says the rest of Acts is structured on this is this phrase.
保罗在外邦人面前见证神的名，宣扬神的名。他的三次旅行布道，在那个罗马的加拉太省，在亚细亚省，在马其顿省，然后在这个亚该亚省，来向外邦人见证神的名。
And Paul bear witness to the name of the Lord in the Gentiles, in Galatia, in Macedonia, in Achaia, in Asia.
我们现在看到在这个二十二章的时候他在以色列人面前来宣扬神的名。
And now in Acts 22, we see that he's proclaiming and bearing witness for the name in before the Israelites.
我们在使徒行传的二十六章他被带到王亚基帕的面前的时候他在亚基帕面前见证神的名。
And in Acts 26, before King Agrippa, he bear witness for the name of the Lord.
在使徒行传的二十六章说我要派你做执事做见证要你要将你所看见的事情将我指示你的事情就是所听见的事情证明出来。
And in Acts 26, I will make you my minister and you are to proclaim what you have seen and you have heard.
我要差你到百姓和外邦人那里去。
I will send you to the people and to the Gentiles.
要叫他们的眼睛打开从黑暗走向光明。
That their eyes may be open and they may be walk towards the light.
所以这是保罗的使命。
This is the commission of Paul.
所以保罗的呼召神呼召他神给了他一个使命。
And when God calls Paul, God gives him this commission.
当我们想到保罗的呼召保罗的使命的时候我们可能说我们没有像保罗那样神给我们一个很明晰的给我们一个使命。
When we think about Paul and his commission, perhaps we may think that we do not have such clear commission.
所以我们就有理由，我们就有借口，我们不必像保罗那样的出去。
So we have reason, excuses not to go out like Paul.
我们不必像保罗那样的来做见证，来宣扬福音。
We don't have to bear testimony to the gospel like Paul.
但是在耶稣基督在升天的之前，他给了我们每一个人，每一个基督徒，每一个信徒那个大使命。
But before Christ ascended into heaven, remember that he has given to every Christian the Great Commission.
那这个大使命在四本福音书里面都有记载。
And this Great Commission was recorded in each of the four Gospels.
你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
You have to go and make disciples of all nations.
然后在使徒行传里面也有记载。
In Acts, it was recorded as well.
当圣灵降临在你们身上的时候，你们要从耶路撒冷到犹太全地，到撒玛利亚，到地极，做我的见证。
When the Holy Spirit come upon you, you are to bear witness for me in Jerusalem, in the whole Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
所以这是大使命。
This is the Great Commission.
这是对每一个基督徒的大使命。
It is a Great Commission to every Christian.
大使命是一个命令。
Great Commission is a command.
它是一个命令，它不是说你我想做就做，我不想做就不做。
It's a great command. It's not a suggestion for you to take it.
这是一个命令。
It's a command.
那什么叫命令
？What is a command then?
但我这次在福音大会里面，就是我们他们 Youth 的 Conference 的主要的 Speaker， 他叫陈文恩。
And so in this Gospel Conference that I attended recently, the Youth Speaker was 陈文恩。
那么陈文恩就在这里讲到这个。大使命，他讲到这个命令。那么，陈文他是一个，他是刚从 Calvary 毕业的，然后牧会了一些年，然后想后来回应神的呼召，然后就到那个南太平洋的一座孤岛上面去做宣教师。
And so he is a graduate from Garden Conwell. He was pastor for several years, and then he answered the call to go to a South Pacific island to be a missionary.
那个孤岛离最近的那个文明城市的话，有150个英里。
And so the nearest civilized city from that island was about
你要坐船150英里才能到最近有文明的城市。
You have to take a boat for 150 miles before you get to the nearest civilized town.
那里是一个完全那个原始人的部落。
So it's a totally disconnected place.
他们没有文字。
They have no letters.
所以陈文在那边住了十年，带着他的老婆，带着他的太太，带着他的孩子，那里住了十年。
So he, together with his family and his two daughters, they were there at this remote island for 10 years.
为他们就是发为他们发明了他们的文字，然后把福音传给他们，建立教会，安立长老。
He invented the alphabets for them, and he planted a church and to establish elders.
所以当他们离开的时候，那个教会已经建立，他们安立了长老，大概有100多人。
And so when he left that place, the church was already 100 over of them with elders.
所以他在讲到这个大使命的时候，他就举了一个例子。
So when he preached on the Great Commission, he gave an example.
他说为什么大使命？什么是命令
？He said, "What is mission?"
他说在他们家里，他太太做饭，孩子洗碗，他负责吃饭。
And in his house, he says his wife cooks, and his children will wash the dishes, and he is responsible for eating.
所以太太的使命是做饭，孩子的使命是洗碗，他的使命是吃饭。
So the mission of his wife is to cook, the mission of his children to do the dishes.
但有一天忽然他的两个女儿对他说说我今天我没有神的感动没有神的呼召要去洗碗。
And so one day his two daughters told him, I don't have this mission from God and moving from him to do the dishes.
他说 no, it's a command.
And he says, no,
it's a command.
It's a command.
这不是说你要有这个感动。
It is not whether you have the moving.
所以你明白什么是命令了吗
？So do you understand now what is command?
大使命是个命令。
A command,
a commission. 你不是说我要有神的这样的呼召，又是有这样的感动，我才去做这个大使命。
It is not that you have this calling or this moving in you, then you do this command.
所以这是个命令。
It is a command for us.
那最后我们要讲到做门徒的代价。
And last, we are to talk about the cost of being a disciple.
所以保罗在这里讲到，当他信主之后，他到耶路撒冷，他在圣殿祷告的时候，他看到一个异象。
And Paul here says that when he returned to Jerusalem and was praying in the temple, he fell into a trance.
他在异象当中看到主对他说：“你赶紧的离开耶路撒冷，你不可迟延，因为你在这里做的见证，他们必不领受。”
In his vision, he saw God talking to him. He says, "Make haste and get out of Jerusalem quickly, because they will not accept your testimony about me."
那保罗是说：“你说主啊，他们知道我从前是什么样的人，他们知道我从前是个法利赛人当中的法利赛人，他们也知道我怎样逼迫你的门徒，把他们下在监里。”
And he explained to the Lord, "They know who I am. They know that I was a Pharisee, and they knew that I was in one of the synagogue after I'm prison and beat those who believed in you."
他们也知道，当你的见证人史蒂凡被害的时候，我是站在旁边，我也欢喜他被害。
They know that when the blood of Stephen, your witness, was being shed, I was standing beside and I was happy.
所以保罗说，我跟他们是一样的人，所以我给他们做见证可能是有用的。
So Paul says, "I'm the same like them, and if I witness to them, perhaps there is some chance."
但是主对保罗说：“你去吧，我要差你远远的往外邦人那里去。”
But God said to him, "Go, for I will send you far away to the Gentiles."
所以保罗在这里领受了异象，神对他说：“你对他们做的见证，这些人不会领受的。”
So the Lord said to him, "The testimony that you bear about him, they will not accept it."
当我们在这里看到保罗被这些以色列人抓住的时候，他在这里。在这个时候他不是远远的往外邦人去了，他是已经经过三次旅行步道回来，然后被以色列人抓住，站在以色列面前的时候，他做见证还是按照这样的一个方式做见证。
So when Paul was being apprehended now, it was not, he was already went through his three missionary journeys. He come before the Jews and he still bear the same testimony here.
那保罗在还是按照这样的思想，他说我们可以看到他的见证。他说：“我从前我是犹太人，出生在基利家的大树，是长在耶路撒冷，在加玛利的门下受训。”
And you can see that he still bears the same testimony. I was a Jew born in Tarsus of Cilicia, educated in Jerusalem.
而且我逼迫，我为神大发热心，逼迫信这道的人。
And I was zealous for God, persecuted the Christians.
那保罗难道不相信神的话吗？神对他说：“你做的见证，他们必不信。”
Does not Paul believe in the words of God that they will not accept his testimony?
在这里我不这样的认为。
Now here I don't think so.
保罗知道，保罗相信神所说的话，他为他们做的见证，他们必不信。
Paul believes the word of the Lord that the testimony that he bear to the Jews, the Jews will not believe.
保罗经过三次旅行步道之后，经过这么多年，他是一个很成熟的基督徒。
And after these three missionary journeys, so many years, he is a very mature Christian.
所以他知道神所说的话，他们做的见证，他们必不信。
So he knew that all the testimony they bear about the Lord Jesus, the Jews will not believe.
但是他仍然勇敢地在这些人面前做见证。
But he still bear testimony boldly before the Jews.
他仍然勇敢地在这些人面前说：“我是犹太人，是法利赛人的法利赛。”然后神怎样呼召我，是我完全转变过来。
And he is still bold before the Jews to bear testimony and say, "I am a Jew, and how God has changed me."
保罗在这里不是说他不相信神，而是说他知道神现在把他带到这样的一个境况当中，他要勇敢地去做见证，虽然这些人不信。
Paul is not here not believing in the word of God, but he knew that the Lord is leading him here to bear witness to them, even though they will not believe.
所以保罗这样做是因为他对犹太人的爱。
And Paul did so because he loved the Jews.
因为他也对神的热心。
And because he is zealous for God.
所以保罗在罗马书里面说：“我是爱我的同胞，我甚至愿意为他们，我失去就业我也愿意。”
And Paul says in Romans that I love my kinsmen, that I am willing to sacrifice my life for them.
所以我们在这里看到保罗他的放下，他的做门徒的这个代价，付出的代价。
And we see here the cost that Paul has to pay to be a disciple.
他放弃了他的社会地位。
He gave up his social status.
他是个犹太人，所以在犹太人当中是法利赛人的法利赛人。
He was a Jew, the Pharisee of the Pharisees.
所以他在犹太人当中有很高的地位。
And among the Jews, he has a very high social status.
而且他是罗马的公民，所以在外邦人当中他也有高的地位。
And he is a Roman citizen, so he has also a very high standing among the pagans.
但是他的放弃所有的这一些。
But he gave up all of these.
他也放弃他所受的高等教育。
He gave up the education that he received.
他是加玛利的门徒。
He is the student of Gamaliel.
但是他为主，他放弃这些东西。
But for the Lord, he gave this all up.
他也放弃自己的聪明。
He gave up his own wisdom.
所以他到哥林多的时候说，他说我到你们当中的时候是战战兢兢的。
So when he came to Corinth, he says, I come before you trembling with fear.
我不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
I only preach Christ crucified, and I know no other.
而且我们也知道，最后保罗为了这个道，放弃了他的生命。
And we know that Paul, for this word, he gave up his life.
所以当这以色列人在这里喊叫，除掉他吧，除掉他吧，从世上除掉他吧。
So when the Israelites are shouting, away with him.
所以我们在这里就想起主耶稣基督对我们所说的话。爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
Here, then we are reminded of the words of Jesus that those who love their parents more than me, they are not worthy to be my disciples, and those who love their children more than me, they are not worthy to be my disciples.
那耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起十字架来跟从我。”
And Jesus said to his disciples, "Those who are to follow me, you sacrifice yourself and bear the cross to follow me."
而且耶稣基督用了两个比喻来告诉我们说，做门徒有什么，你要计算做门徒的代价。
And Jesus used two parables to tell us this cost of being his disciple.
所以当一个王带兵出去打仗的时候，他要先计算他是赢还是输。
When a king goes off a war, he is to calculate whether or not he has a chance of victory.
当一个人要建房子的时候，他要先计算这个代价是什么。
And when a person is to build a house, he is to calculate the cost first.
所以当我们做门徒的时候，我们要计算这样的代价是什么。
So when we are to become his disciple, we need to count the cost.
我们要知道这个代价是什么。
We need to count this cost.
但是所以福音的反合性就在这里。
But here is where the paradox of the gospel lies.
很多我们会觉得这是一个牺牲。
Many of us may think that this is a sacrifice.
我们会觉得这是一个 sacrifice.
We may think that this is a sacrifice.
但是福音的反合性就在这里，它是一个 sacrifice， 但是同时是一个祝福。
The paradox of the gospel is here that it is a sacrifice, but it is also a blessing.
是最好的祝福。
It is the greatest blessing.
所以耶稣基督说，那得着生命的将要失丧生命，那为我失丧生命的就要得着生命。
So Jesus says that those who are keeping his life for himself will lose it, but those who lose his life for me will gain it.
所以看起来我们为主放下了所有的一切，我们为主放下社会地位，我们为主放下高等教育，我们为主放下我们的聪明，甚至放下我们的生命。
So it is as though that we've given up our social status, our education, our everything in this world, even our lives.
但这是极大极大的祝福。
But this is such a great and marvelous blessing.
我就很多。当我刚来到美国的时候
，When I first arrived in America，
当我应该不是第一次。当我就是说，来威斯敏斯特读神学刚来的时候，我到一个中国人的教会里面。
So when I first came to Westminster, Philadelphia, I went to a Chinese church.
我当时的心态是不对的。
I have a very wrong attitude.
当我到一个中国的教会里面的时候，我是觉得我为主放下了所有的一切，放下我的工作，放下所有的一切来这里为主放下，所以教会里面的弟兄姐妹应该对我热情一点。
So when I came to this church, I've given up everything, my social status, all my earnings and everything.
应该对我尊重一点。
They should honor and respect me a little bit more.
但我到那个教会的时候，我发现他们对我没有我想象的那么热情，没有我想象的那么尊重。
But when I was there, I realized that they did not respect me or being so warm to me as I have expected.
所以那个让我反思。
So at that point in time, I was pondering again.
那我让我反思，我才发现，原来我这个不是一个牺牲，而是祝福。
And when I think about it again, I realize that it is not a sacrifice but a blessing.
看起来好像我为主放下了所有的一切，但是其实福音的反合性就在这里。这个不是牺牲，而是祝福。神给我极大的祝福，也给我一个很大的机会，让我能够来服侍他。
It seems like a huge sacrifice that I've given up everything, but God has given me this privilege and blessing to serve.
所以在这里要非常感谢我们教会的弟兄姐妹，感谢你们能够支持我，让我能够。全身心全时间的能够享受在神的话语里面，然后默想在神的话语里面，
所以服侍他。I want to thank brothers and sisters because you allow me to have this opportunity to serve him and to be immersed in his word.
能够来服侍他的教会。
And to serve his church.
得着生命的将要失散生命，为我失散生命的将要得着生命。
Those who keep his life will lose it, but those who lose his life for me.
所以今天我们借着保罗这样的经历，借着保罗的预备，保罗神对保罗的预备，借着神对保罗的呼召使命和他献上的代价，我盼望我们的每一个弟兄姐妹，我们一起来思考我们信主的，我们一起在回顾在新年的时候，我们在回顾我们信主的这个历程。
And so as we ponder upon the preparation, the mission, and the cost that Paul paid upon to become a disciple, let all of us here think of our calling once again.
想想在我们的生命当中，神是如何来预备我们的。
And think how God has prepared our life thus far.
想象神如何来呼召我们的。
And think of how God is calling us.
想象我们的使命是什么。
And think of what is our mission.
想象我们要付出的代价是什么。
And think of the cost that we are to pay.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh Lord, Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
我们感谢你拣选我们。
We give thanks to you that you have chosen us.
我们感谢你在我们的生命当中来预备我们。
We give thanks to you that you have prepared our lives.
我们也感谢你呼召我们成为你的门徒。
And we give thanks to you that you have called us to be your disciple.
我们也感谢你给我们使命，让我们能够来与你同工，让我们能够来侍奉你。
And we give thanks to you that you have given us this mission that we can work together with you.
主啊，我们也感谢你，真的是让我们有机会，主啊，我让我们能够放下这个世界来服侍你。
And we give thanks to you that we have this opportunity to let go of this world to serve you.
主啊，在经上告诉我们说，我们是基督的使者。
And oh Lord, the Bible tells us that we're ambassadors of Christ.
我们的使命就是那宣扬那使人和好的福音。
And our mission is to proclaim the gospel of reconciliation.
让人与上帝和好。
That they may be reconciled to God.
主啊，这是你对我们每一个人的呼召。
This is the calling that you have for every one of us.
主啊，帮助我们。
Oh Lord, help us.
来忠于你的呼召。
That we may be faithful to your calling.
来帮助我们来说服你。
And help us to submit to you.
帮助我们来放下这个世界。
Help us to let go of this world.
帮助我们来定睛在天上的事情。
Help us to fix our eyes.
来帮助我们在定睛在天上的荣耀。
And help us to fix our eyes of the glories of heaven.
愿我们的一生能够成为你荣耀的见证。
That our lives may be your glorious witness.
我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.